The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. The 7 o'clock hour here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything, a big, heaping hot bowl of moose soup.
Come down for moose soup after!
I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and Kenny. That's right. Moose soup, everybody. Moose soup. Thank you for being here. I continue to just feel horrible, and I know we all do. Sending love will begin the hour, just sending, and it's so, it sounds always so cheap when you're saying that, when there's a humanitarian crisis, but there's not a lot else you can say to the people in Texas, because again, it's the lead story as I flipped around after my meeting there to the morning shows. It's the lead story on all the Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, and the Today Show. It isn't crisis. I mean, Texas is, it's a humanitarian crisis because, you know, they're facing power outages for the fourth day, and a quarter of Texas, so that's millions of people, a quarter of Texas and Texans are under a boiled water order, requiring them, asking them to boil water. There's been carbon monoxide poisonings because people are running their cars in the garage to stay warm. They're bringing in grills inside, gas grills, in order to cook and stay warm.
Or cooking by candlelight?
Yeah. So there's just, it's just awful. And the federal government has activated FEMA. And I will tell you, you know, having now, sadly, some experience with a crisis like this with my mom, and having been down to Louisiana, you know, obviously this was the opposite as far as weather. This is severe. This is extreme cold. My mother was dealing with extreme heat, but it's the same. I will tell you, boots on the ground, dealing with a human being that is sitting there waiting for FEMA. Oh, my goodness. And I know they can only do so much. Believe me, this isn't a tirade against FEMA. But when I heard these people were like, oh, I hope they get to me in time, or I hope. Oh, guys, I'll tell you. My mom, we did everything we could. Colin, you know, got on the FEMA site to register my mom as someone that needed help desperately in the initial days after Laura. I hate when people say, I know how you feel. But when I heard that and I saw the news reports last night of people just waiting, guys, and I called my mom and she's like, oh, I know how they feel. But it was extreme heat and no water for my mother. This is extreme cold and no basic resources. So, it's just awful. Awful, yeah. awful.
You know, the thing that was surprising to me is learning that Texas has an independent power grid. There's been a lot of stories about that and how that has failed.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that? That there's the Western and then the Eastern and then the Texas grid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how limiting that is.
Well, they didn't want to. They didn't want their power grid to be regulated by the federal government. So they are on their own. Well, I could stop the sentence there. But yeah, their grid. Kenny, did you know that?
I did. Yeah. And you know, we're always all those Texans. They're independent and don't mess with Texas. And you know, you can kind of see their point about regulation. But Texas is still regulating Texas. And they're obviously not doing a very good job, are they?
No.
Yeah.
No, they're not. And it would be helpful if they were on the normal grid or if we, you know, other states could send them power. Now, what I don't understand is there were some blackouts in North Dakota that were designed to help out southern states with their power. Mm-hmm. And I guess I might be speaking out of hand, but I'm assuming that did not include Texas, but I don't obviously don't know for sure.
I think you're right, Kenny. If I think was I was watching Norah O'Donnell last night. I think you are right on that one. And I just found it fascinating that the wind turbines. I was watching meteorologists from Channel 5 and all across here, Minnesota. I didn't know this about wind turbines that we here in the north. Our wind turbines are designed to obviously withstand winter weather.
Yeah.
They have, and I'm speaking rather sophomorically about this because I'm not a scientist, but they have heating elements where they can heat up the actual turbines. That is not the case in Texas. The turbines that they have do not have the heating elements like we have up here.
They don't want to spend the money.
Yeah.
I'm not down with that. You know, spend the money, prepare for the worst, hope for the best. That's not brilliant. I don't think we're not at a point yet where we can phase out coal, nuclear, and natural gas yet. We've got to keep those things up and running. But it's hard to mix the two on the same grid from what I've understood about this. You can't just throw a switch and say, okay, now we're wind and solar. And use the same grid.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Yes.
What I should say from what combo. I think I understand.
Yeah.
So the grid needs updating and changing before you can switch to all solar or all wind. But obviously, you know, we still need coal and everything else.
Yeah. I just feel watching these people and again, the side effect tragedies, like I said, the carbon monoxide poisoning, the same thing happened. Shaletta's family, the same thing happened, you know, in Louisiana over the summer, people doing what they can to survive. And then look what happens. I mean, you know, they're doing whatever they can and then whatever they can kills them. It's just awful. It's just awful.
And I know we obviously are worried about people first, but I always think about the animals at zoos. In San Antonio, there were a dozen animals that have died, including primates, you know, chimpanzees, monkeys, lemurs, at this Texas sanctuary zoo. It's very sad. If you think about, you know, that they have to heat water tanks to keep, you know, any creatures alive or running air through those tanks and just dying, freezing to death. These poor primates, you know, that's just one zoo.
Yeah. Right. Well, from animals to food, the citrus crops in Texas are decimated. Decimated.
The trees are probably like, what is this snow?
Yeah.
What is this?
Horrible. So God bless the good people of Texas.
And I always think, too, why didn't they just get in their cars and drive away? But right now, getting gas, the lines are incredible. And it's not that simple just to drop all your stuff and
people don't financially prepare for that, right?
Yeah,
it's like maybe they only have enough money to just drive away, but not for a hotel. You know, right. And how far do they have to drive? They have to go to their jobs to keep making money.
Exactly. And if their family is all in that area, too, it's.
Yeah. Believe me, it's never that simple.
Yeah.
And again, I hate when people go, I know how you feel. But again, with Dar, I see a glimpse of this. It's not quite that easy. So It is 7:13, dear my talkers. Hey, we love local. Even with some pandemic optimism, small businesses still need our love. So find all the resources you need on our special page on our brand new website. Just go to mytalk1071.com. When we come back, I have a funny viral video to play you that will just make you smile. That and more. Plus, Would You Rather in our brand new segment, Dawn Don't Care. All ahead. Stay with us. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com. I-N-Y. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thank you for being here, everybody. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Jason and Alexis in the morning. So this couple is going viral. It exploded on Reddit. This guy is a voiceover artist, and you can tell because his girlfriend captured him doing awesome Star Wars impressions, one after another, after another, after another, in a TikTok video.
Ooh.
All the kids are on the TikTok. So,
and my mom.
And Dawn's mom.
Yeah.
She sends me TikTok videos almost daily.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, see?
I'm like, I don't want to do TikTok, Mom, but okay, I'll just watch this one.
It's we're fun, so, guys.
Oh, we're so lame. Like Alexis is on it, Dawn's mom's on it, and we're not.
I'm afraid of it. Well, because of what they said about spyware embedded into it. The CEO of Reddit said he would never have that spyware on his phone. So I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to do it either.
Oh. Do you feel like we already have so much spyware already?
Probably.
I don't know.
But you're usually, Lex, you're usually more worried about this stuff than I am.
I am, generally, yes. And I probably should be more afraid than I am.
They're watching you, Lex.
I know.
They're watching you.
Taking your data and doing whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're tracking you,
and
Lex,
what you're
right
watching.
Now.
But every social media does that. Facebook, Instagram, they're all doing it, guys. And then they're targeting us for advertising.
Yeah,
that's nothing is free, right? Nothing.
Freedom isn't
so
free, girl.
That is the payoff.
You just to live in the woods.
Right, yeah. Oh, I
can't do that. I won't be good with
invited. Stay in the city.
Hey, you don't have dominion over all the woods.
Kenny.
All the woods.
All the woods.
What are you, Sasquatch?
We've got enough
there.
Of you. We've got enough of you up here already. Stay there.
Okay.
So here's this guy. Listen to this. This is amazing. He's real good. Take a listen.
How many impressions can I get my boyfriend to do? Kylo Ren.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Yoda.
When 900 years old, you reach. Look as good, you will not.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
R2-D2, what are you doing? Well, I don't like you either.
Darth Vader.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Old Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You don't need to see his identification.
New Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello there.
Jabba the Hutt.
Taka-taka-wanka.
Palpatine.
Good, Anakin, good. Kill him now. Do it.
Chewbacca.
How good is that?
Wow.
So good.
It's almost too good to be true.
He's really good. I love old Obi-Wan Kenobi and new Obi-Wan Kenobi as Sir Alec Guinness and Ewan McGregor,
that's
respectively.
Very good.
Yeah, he's awesome. And he's on the TikTok, Lex, if you want to follow
him.
Yeah,
what's his handle?
His handle is, let's see here, he is, hold on a minute, because I just, stand by, Lex. I had it, okay. And I accidentally clicked off. He is Greg Jones. So just search for Greg Jones on Instagram. He's That Happy Chap. That Happy Chap.
Perfect.
On Instagram, and then you can search for him, he and his girlfriend, on the TikTok. But yeah, he's a voice artist. He's a geek. His bio on Instagram is Proud Geek, and he does all sorts of impressions. He's real good. Real, real good.
Awesome. Hey, Jay, send me that TikTok. I'll put it on our show page.
Said to me by no one ever. Hey, Jason, send me the TikTok. I don't even know. I got to find it.
Or wherever you found that, if it's a story.
I will send you the TikTok.
Okay,
I will.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm with Dawn. I get on it for stuff like this.
Yeah.
But
I find it to be really creative, really funny. And also, it's just something that I thought, do I want to be on this or not? And so right now I'll post some things, but generally it's just watching stuff.
Yeah.
Just to see, you know, what's a poppin', like that TikTok pasta. Is there anything new, you know?
Oh, well, listen, you know what?
And there is.
I was going to say, I teased it earlier, but we had such a supersized edition of, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? We never got to it. But we are talking about TikTok. So what is this TikTok pasta?
Okay,
twist.
So the TikTok pasta that we all heard about, maybe tried ourselves, is a block of feta cheese with tomatoes, garlic, and you make your pasta on the side, and then you add that, and you put it all in the oven, 400 degrees, 35 minutes. It comes out, you mix it up, and it's delicious. So there's been a different twist. I think he calls himself Unemployed Chef. He has changed the cheese to Boursin cheese. So think about that for a second. Nice and creamy.
Boursin cheese, okay.
And then he sautéed some spinach and mushrooms and added that into the mix too. And instead of keeping the tomatoes kind of chunky, because you bake it and then you squash them, mm-hmm. he puts them in a blender and blends it all up so it's more of a smoother, you know, less textured, less pulpy sauce. And then there's another trick that the New York Times cooking, a little hack, I guess, for this pasta. What she does it in one pan. So she does all of the, you know, the cheese, the tomatoes, heats that up in the oven, then adds boiling water and uncooked pasta.
Sure.
Puts it back in the oven and makes it that way. Mm-hmm. So you're not messing up all these dishes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So just like you could cook lasagna with uncooked lasagna noodles. You just put them in there hard and then it'll bake it.
Yeah, it's so juicy in there. Mm-hmm.
That is a nice little twist.
Word, yeah, that's where I'm out. I gotta go, guys.
Juicy. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try these. I bought all the ingredients. We'll see what happens, but that first one was tasty.
You'll be able to
eat a lot of pasta.
Well, you'll find it on Lex and the Cities on her food. Her food channel. Don't click on the After Hours channel of Lex in the Cities. That's Dirty Movies.
Or click on it.
It's Lex After
Whatever
Dark,
you're hungry people. For.
That's right.
Which is basically crafting porn.
Yeah. Yeah. It's knitting
That's
porn.
That's how sexy it gets.
That's
on
right.
my Instagram, guys. I'm winding yarn.
Wow. When we come back, Would You Rather, and a little bit later, the brand new segment, Dawn Don't Care, complete with a Dawn Don't Care open. That and more when we return.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
If you're an American when you enter the bathroom, and you're an American when you exit,
What are you when you're in there? European!
This has been a dad joke.
It's very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
I love that one. That European. Yes.
I'll say that one is okay.
Kenny, would you like to comment on that one?
I'm too busy to comment on that dumb joke.
Thank you.
Real things going on here.
Yeah. Okay, now before I roll...
Oh, man.
Before I roll the open for Would You Rather, I just want us... And a lot of you join us every single day at around the same time. That's one of the great things about our broadcast, because it's the morning. We are part of your routine. You know, you're putting your granny panties on, or you're brushing your teeth, or you're having some morning sex. Whatever you're doing the same thing with us every day. So if you were here yesterday, Dawn, if you can, please cue up the Wayback Machine, if you could. We're going to cue up the... Now, yesterday at this time, as I got ready to roll the Would You Rather open, B. Arthur, our dreaded hose beast of a boss, was initiating a test of these cameras that we now have installed in our prospective studios. And you'll find out what they're for later. But anyway, I won't bore you with that. And yesterday, she activated the cameras, which caused a horrible echo. And it sounded like this.
Should I do something?
I don't know. We still have to get Lex a tampon bag.
Use a leaf, Lex.
Lex, do you have a leaf?
He's so vegetated.
You. Shrub. So that's what it sounded like yesterday. You can hear the full 5 minutes of unabridged joy of B. We basically had to explore B. Arthur's incompetence. And so that brings us to today. We are testing, allegedly, these very same cameras. But I want to make sure, Dawn... I'm my camera's on, but I don't see anybody else, and we have not heard from B. Arthur. So
here's the situation.
What do we got going on, Dawn? Oh,
Dawn don't Dawn care.
Yeah. Wow, is this Dawn don't care?
No,
early?
It's
wow.
Not. This is the appetizer. I do care. I care, but I've just decided not to care as much today because I was supposed to be the administrator today. And they had the session open for me, but what they didn't realize is that the computer logs whoever was logged in last out within, like, I don't know, 15 minutes if you're not on it. So I came in, and it was Grant's login, but I don't know Grant's password to get in to be the administrator in this thing to record us or do all the things that I have printed out my instructions to do. So last night, I sent her an email, said, this sounds easy. And she goes, it should be. And then let me know if it is, if it doesn't work. So I sent her an email this morning saying, I can't get into the computer.
Not
is
so
that
easy,
enough?
Yeah.
Should I text her about it?
Okay.
I sent an email. Is that not enough? I don't want to get yelled at if it's...
No. She it's checks not her enough? Email. No, it is enough. She checks her email on the regular. So... Let's fire up Dawn. Do you have coffin cam? Let's fire up her coffin. Just like we have it in Zen's room. We have an audio feed coming from her coffin. Kenny set it up one day. We had Kenny go over to her house. Dawn, fire it up. This is live in B. Arthur's coffin. Oh, she's sleeping. She's sleeping. That's what it is. She's sleeping still. So that explains everything. That's it. Thank you.
Whoa, that is like right in the nostril there. Wow,
it's a little bear like. So
just
basically,
imagine her curled up in her cave with a bunch of carcasses right now.
Oh wow, cozy.
So bottom line, we don't have to worry about a test today, ladies
I don't
and gentlemen.
Think unless I get word that there's something else that I can do. I'm just you know I.
You can only do so much.
I think that Alexis had a great idea that we should just create a general login. For people, so that everyone will know that password, and we don't have to go
I mean, I could ask Grant for his password, but I don't want to do that because that's not.
Well, and yeah, then Kenny.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, and Kenny. Yeah. Kenny knows how to solve this whole Rubik's Cube, my talkers. So he's debating on whether he should tell B. Arthur how to fix this whole thing. But listeners, I know you're with us. We told Kenny new. Let B. Arthur struggle all by herself. Oh. Let her figure this out all by.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Dawn, don't you dare grow a heart. Dawn, don't you dare grow a heart right now.
I just don't want to get in trouble for not doing more, you know?
No, you've done enough.
Okay.
As they said in McDonald's, you deserve a break today. So no.
And a happy meal.
That's right. And we're going to get a happy meal in the terms of would you rather.
It's time to make a choice. Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Okay, here we go. Pull up ye old $3 application. Okay. Oh, this is perfect. Would you rather have to take one of your school pictures in your underwear?
Ooh.
Or have to take an awkward family photo in your underwear?
Oh.
Ding, ding. That family. We're all being granny panties. Yeah, we just don't.
Squish together. Make a pyramid or something like some weird people do.
Oh, yeah. Because that other one's going in the yearbook, and that lives forever.
Now, do I get to have my body in high school and be in my underwear?
That's a great question.
Because if it's my body now, no. If it's my body back then, absolutely.
I don't know, Dawn. That's
because I'm not in school anymore.
It's a really good question. I like that question. I don't know. Let's just say, yeah, you have your high school bodies. We all have our high school bodies.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm going to do school picture. I don't want an awkward family photo in my underwear.
No, because then they'll compare me to my sisters. And
I think that would be a riot. We'd have just the best time in our underwear, taking family photos, getting into pyramid and stuff. Let's do the whole thing. Let's just own it. Great. I would love that.
What is wrong with you, Alexis?
You are a seriously flawed human being.
Does that sound like fun to you? Your sisters taking some hilarious family photos?
No.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm doing the high school thing, but I'm going to negotiate. Because why would I want to cover up the best part? I'll wear a t-shirt, but I ain't wearing the bottoms.
He's going to Porky Pig it.
Oh, wow.
Then you guys get to
see. And I'm the demented individual.
Yes.
You all get to see this, and you're welcome. Forever and ever. Amen.
Dawn, he's Porky Pigging it.
Yeah. Shirt, no pants.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
You're welcome.
would you rather
send nudes to every single person in your contact list on your phone?
Oh, what?
Or upload a sex tape to the internet.
Oh my gosh, Jason. This is terrible. This is like one of the worst you've ever given.
I know.
Double whammy.
I love me. Yes.
Ew.
I love how Alexis is creeped out by this, Kenny, but she's not creeped out standing in her underwear with her family. But that's a whole other story.
We're covered, and that just sounds like could be a fun fest. This, I guess I'm just going to send a nude to all my contacts, because in action.
In action. Things move around.
Yeah, and.
Maybe I'll send a sex tape to the internet and I can just go, that wasn't me. That's not me.
Yeah, are the covers on? Are we in the dark?
No.
Oh, it's fully. You can tell it's me.
Yeah, everyone's going to know. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing, I'll send nudes. It's better than a sex tape. I don't want that video out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we all answer? Kenny, did you answer?
I've got news for you. I've already done both.
So no biggie for you. Either one.
Yeah. Next question.
Well, on that note.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
No more turning back.
This has been Would You Rather.
Who just looked at their contacts for a second?
Oh,
I did.
Absolutely.
Oh, rough road there.
One more time. Dawn, can you fire up Coffin Cam? Let's check on B. Arthur, see if she's still asleep here. Let's fire it up. And okay. Let's be very quiet. She's still asleep. Kenny, where did you put that camera?
In her left nostril.
It's a really small camera.
It's very small. It's the size of an
anvil. I've got a bunch of those, yeah. Called pinhole cameras.
How very
Dawn, look up at that
you.
Clock. Yep. Look up at that clock in front of you and give me a wink, would you?
Just did it.
That's not it's not creepy at all.
You're looking good today, Dawn.
Dawn's pretty. You sure are pretty, Dawn. You sure are pretty. When we come back, it's the brand new segment, Dawn Don't Care. Find out what Dawn Don't Care about when we Dawn Don't Care it. Next, after this. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just waking up, cock-a-doodle-doo to you. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything rooster. Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thanks for being here. We have Down the Rabbit Hole coming up in just a little bit.
Ooh, where are we going today, Jace?
We're going to go down the rabbit hole, and I decided to make this a topical one. Yesterday, I went into a rabbit hole, and I found the Janet Jackson interview with Oprah, where she talked about Justin's apology.
Mm.
And her answer is very interesting. The whole line of questioning. The Oprah interview was one of the only times she even talked about it. Mm. And then she references a Justin Timberlake interview in that conversation. And I found the Justin interview. And it's interesting to hear them now, both of them, and our impressions of them. So we're going to go down the rabbit hole a little bit with the Justin Timberlake, you know, the years of those two talking about the Super Bowl incident. So that's coming up in a little bit. But right now, it is our brand new segment, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we just don't care about things, and Dawn is no different. It's time for Dawn Don't Care.
She completely care less.
She's over it.
Stop. She's not interested.
Non-starter.
She made it quite clear she didn't give a
All I want to say is that Dawn don't really care about that.
All right. This is what I don't care about. And a lot of these are going to be pop culture stories where you just read it and you roll your eyes. In general, I don't care if celebrities have had plastic surgery or not.
Thank you.
There are these slew of celebrities who feel the need to let us know that they've never done anything to their face. Drew Barrymore is the latest. She was talking to Ross Matthews. She says, I've never done anything to my face, and I would like to try not to, but never say never. And she said she does care and feel that she's an addictive person, and that if she did one injectable, then she would just continue to do it until she looked really weird. Then she goes on to say, I think because I'm so rebellious that I saw all of the pressure and I saw all of those women torturing themselves to look a certain way. And I thought, you miserable people. I just never wanted to be afraid of what life would do to me. I probably went too many opposite extremes. Now I'm boring and safe and healthy, which is a humble brag.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all the rest of the celebrities, which is 99% who have had Botox or some type of injectable. It's the reason why your brother-in-law doesn't look like a guy on TV. Vastly different. Because so many people do it. It's no big deal. I don't care. It goes away in 3 to 6 months. They do it again to have a more youthful appearance. It's not, I just, this whole high and mighty attitude, like, I've never done anything like that. Well, I know you dye your hair. How is that different? because you don't want gray.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, it's, there's these long rants, and there's a certain amount of celebrities that just, they want to act like they're better than these other ones. And I'm like, there's so many other things that you do, though, probably. You know, just like, why are we, I just roll my eyes. I'm like, I don't care.
And it is. It's disguised. And I saw that with Drew, and I normally liked her, even though her show, I'm sorry, I've officially...
I've given up.
And I have the Jump the Shark today, and there's another show that I've just, that really has jumped the shark today, and totally. But Drew, I read that story, Dawn, and I watched that soundbite with her, and what makes it even more eye-roll inducing is the fact that it's wrapped up in a humble brag. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like wrapped up in like, I'm helping.
Was she asked about it, or did it just kind of come out? Did Ross ask her specifically? Because, I mean, how do you answer that if someone's asking?
Well, I mean, as you know, Jason, when you are planning a segment, you know where you're going to go. Like, these things are, you know, even if he asked her or not, they came to that conclusion together to ask her that. So she says, I feel like aging is a privilege. It's about how to do it gracefully with humor, self-love, and a respect for the process. And that there's always been that's always been really important to me.
Okay, that's a little too woo woo to me. But
I wonder if it's Drew Barrymore that's really getting you. Because if someone else had said that, would that?
Well, I've seen it, like, it's like once a week I see some celebrity says, I've never done anything to my face, so whether it be J-Lo or Drew Barrymore. Like, honestly,
or Gwyneth,
why does it matter?
Yeah.
Even in real life, I friends, guys, family, people get in, like, great.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
This is a conversation. I feel the need to tell you, I too have never done anything to my face.
I did have. You haven't?
Wait a second. Wait. Last week, I woke up with a pimple on the end of my nose. I haven't had a pimple in years.
Oh, that's
I popped
so terrible.
That sucker. Boom, right there.
Well, bam. You've done something then. You altered your face.
You altered your face.
To let it, you were supposed to develop gracefully. You're supposed to handle that zit with grace, Kenny.
just let it naturally pop.
Gross. Yeah.
Rip down my chin.
Is that what you said? Gross. Oh, gosh.
No, I'm with Dawn, though. This is a good Dawn don't care, because I don't care. I mean, everybody, you do. Yeah, I mean, like, I celebrate Jane Fonda, and I know, you know, she's still polarizing. But what I mean by that is I celebrate the fact that she has defined the 70s. Well, now she's 80, in the 80s. She has redefined every decade, and I love that. And if that for her means incredible plastic surgery, you do you. If that
Dolly
makes
Parton,
you,
I mean...
If that makes you feel great, I was watching my girlfriend Donna Mills, who is also unbelievably now in her early 80s. I think Donna is 81. She played Abby on Knott's Landing. Donna was talking. It's so funny, Dawn, that this was your don't care, because she was on my friend Haley's show, Good Day LA. And she was asked about the pressure, if she feels pressure from Hollywood to, you know, do surgery. And she goes, no. She goes, it's not pressure from Hollywood. She goes, it's my own pressure. I want to look good.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to feel good about myself. And that's why I put on my pants and I still do my makeup and I do my famous eyes. And yeah, it's so funny that I was in a YouTube vortex getting ready for the Down the Rabbit Hole. And when I saw that clip of her, she goes, I don't do it for Hollywood. I do it for me because I like the way that makes me feel. I like looking good and I like being fit. So it was interesting. So I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Who cares if you do it or not?
Yeah.
You do you.
It's just like, I don't know.
I do it. I go to Dr. Beth.
Yeah, if I could afford to do it every 3 months, I would.
Yeah, I get some Botox just to get rid of the lines. And, you know, because things droop, girl. Things droop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want it natural.
Just,
yes, yeah.
No, a little dabble do you, girl. That's why I love Dr. Beth. If I can Throw in a shameless plug.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
Oh, she is. That's why. I mean, she won't make you look like a real housewife of Invergrove. You know, it's just little dab, little dab. When we come back, we're going down the rabbit hole. I found an interview with Oprah Winfrey and Janet Jackson talking about what's been in the news lately, the Super Bowl incident with Justin Timberlake, and an MTV interview with Justin Timberlake. How does he come across in that interview? It'll be interesting to see what you guys say next.